Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back. This is Parshvika. We're going to be talking about the Creative Fabrica, like how exactly you can get started with the Creative Fabrica completely for a newbie or a beginner who is not really aware of the Creative Fabrica platform, how to make money as a creative person. So without further ado, let's see. So guys, with this particular video, I'm launching a Creative Fabrica beginner's kit. After a successful launch for the Zazzle beginner's kit, thank you so much guys for purchasing the Zazzle beginner kit. And if you're interested in that, I'm gonna leave the link in the description box below. Very well, you grab it out. A lot of the requests from you guys, and you were interested in actually getting a tutorials, a video lessons that will going to help you in getting started with the Creative Fabrica. It's entirely dedicated to the beginner or the newbie who is new to the Creative Fabrica stuff and are not really aware what exactly you need to do. Like, it shows you everything from doing the niche research, product research, ideal client avatar, setting up a portfolio, getting a shop approval, opening up a shop, then uploading your first product. And I'm going much uploading different products like the graphics, embroidery work, the fonts, and also uploading the freebies. I'm going in so much depth to the title, categories, the right tags, the description. Plus, I'm also talking more about the specific ways and strategies to make more money and get the more sales, along with utilizing the new features on the Creative Fabrica, like the Creative Fabrica fans feature, the artistry feature, the post feature. There is a lot more is there at the beginner's kit. You could very well grab it out. I think it has almost around 30 tutorials. And along with that, I'm also providing you the PDF checklist, which you can go along with that. The link is in the description box below. Obviously, there are so many ways in which you can approach in getting started with the Creative Fabrica. But personally, based on my own experience selling on the Creative Fabrica almost 2+ years right now, I started back in the May of 2020, and now I can see the shops are pretty much growing. I am getting a good followers, the favorites, and making consistent income every single month from to the Creative Fabrica. And the tips. The fourth step, or the fourth tip that is I have for you, is to very well do your market research onto the Creative Fabrica. In fact, this is just one of the most important four step that you need to do before actually getting started with any platform out there. You exactly need to know what is selling on that platform, what are the keywords, the tags, the niche research, what are you really targeting for, whether it's the graphics for print on demand, KDP interiors, planners, art printables, Canva template, what exactly it is, okay? So take your time. I would recommend you to take almost like a week or so and then do the entire research or note it down onto a piece of paper or digitally, whatever suits for you, and see what kind of stuff is more popular. And will you be going for training niches or evergreen? I would recommend you to create a combo of that, because why to leave the trending niches behind when you can get the sales from that as well? Like the Christmas, the New Year, the Valentine, like these are the popular holidays, the Halloween. So you could be having the designs related or product related to that as well, plus the evergreen. That is the fourth step. The second step that I have for you is to set the goal. Now you know what exactly sells on the platform. So you're starting to begin with the platform, right? Now you need to set the goal. And please be realistic while setting the goal. Don't expect to make thousands of dollars in the just first month of starting with the Creative Fabrica. It's not a rich money making scheme, I'm gonna tell you. You won't be rich overnight. It will definitely going to take some time. We set the goals that are way too big to actually achieve that, and we didn't reach to these goals, we feel bad about it. So setting a realistic goal that we're going to help you reach towards your bigger goal is a great part. The third tip I have for you is set up your portfolio, because for selling on the Creative Fabrica, you need to get an approval. It's a approval-based platform, just like the Creative Market, Hungry JPG, or different platform out there. You need to get an approval. It's free to get started, but you need to get an approval. For that, you need to have a portfolio somewhere in the online space. You can make your portfolio on your own website or any social media like the Instagram, Facebook. You could have the social media that is related to the art, like the DeviantArt, or have your portfolio on the Dribbble or even on the ArtStation. Like, these are the some social media platform out there that is focusing for the creative people, for the artists, where you can have your portfolio if you're not looking forward to start with your portfolio website. Again, it depends on you. Or you could have your portfolio on the print on demand platform. Like, personally, for getting the shop approval, in one of my shop, I actually placed my Redbubble shop link and I get the approval. At that time, I was selling on the Redbubble, and my Redbubble shop was having almost like 200 to 300 products, and all the designs were kind of like interrelated to each other, because those were I made those designs entirely by me. Okay, I didn't use the Canva or something like that. So I made those digital artwork and watercolor works, and the second shop I get an approval because of that. So you could make your portfolio on print on demand platform as well, Zazzle, Etsy, whatever it is. Okay, it depends on you. With that being said, the fourth strategy or fourth tip I have for you is to open up the shop. That's the fourth step. Once you get an approval, once you set the portfolio, you apply for the shop approval, you get the approval. Now you need to actually open up your shop and start with the shop branding. That is another part. The shop branding is like setting your shop cover or shop banner and the logo, all that tagline related to your ideal client avatar and related to the what kind of product you're selling, whether the KDP interior, graphics, or the art printables or the planners, whatever it is, guys. Okay, sky is the limit in this stuff. Okay, and if you want to be keeping the thing simple, then have a minimalistic approach. I would recommend you to keep the thing simple in the beginning, because if you are really confused that I'm not sure what exactly the ideal client of trial look like, maybe I would be uploading a bunch of the different products and see which one is getting me the sales, and then I'm gonna be doubling down on that. If that kind of strategy you're keeping in mind, then have a kind of like a simple logo and simple banner in the beginning. Later on, you could update them and you could do all that fancy stuff and all that stuff. Personally, what I think is that you just need to get started, okay? You need to keep the thing simple in the beginning to get started, because if you're making it too fancy, too complicated, you will never going to start. So just get started with that, make some money, and then go into the fancy stuff if you really want to. Another tip I have for you is to, another step or another tip is to actually uploading the products. We did our research in the fourth step, right? We know the title, tag, and description, what the other designers or other people selling on the platform are using it. So we could utilize that thing in our advantage for uploading the products. Now, there are the different kinds of the products you can upload on the Creative Fabrica, like the graphics, the embroidery work, the fonts, then you have the needlework, then you could also upload the different bundles or the freebies, a lot of the different stuff the Creative Fabrica is having on the platform. And one of the sneaky tactic or tip that I'm gonna give over here is to have a different variety of the products in your shop that will really going to help you stand from the platform. Now, people think that, hey, I'm not gonna be focusing on a general shop, I wanna have a niche-based shop or product-based shop. But I would recommend you to have the different products in your shop. Personally, I have the different, multiple different varieties of the product in my shop, and I think that these things really help me to grow fast on the Creative Fabrica. Because when you're uploading the different variety of the products, you would be able to know which of the product is getting you the most reviews, most single sales, or the most of the favorites. Because some of the niches or products are very less competitive, and some are very, very competitive. Like the print-on-demand graphics or the simple graphics or the crafts are is way more competitive than the fonts, embroidery or crochet work or the needlework, okay? Upload the particular product, whatever you're uploading, and then set the proper category, the pricing of your product, description, tags, and allow your product to be included in the promotional tools and the sales that the Creative Fabrica have, because that would likely going to help you make more money. Plus, I'm gonna also recommend you to upload your product as a freebies, because freebie is a great way to get the new followers or get the new eyeballs in the very beginning, because obviously the people will going to go more towards the freebie than the paid product. It's very simple strategy or very obvious strategy. As a human being, we are more attracted toward the free stuff than the paid stuff, right? So most of the people are actually downloading the freebies on the Creative Fabrica rather than going with the paid products. Now, you would be thinking, if I'm actually uploading my product as a freebie, I wouldn't be making a money. Yes, you would be. But here I have the tip for you. You are uploading this product in the beginning as a freebie. Once you get the reviews, favorites, then you can convert the pricing for that particular product into a paid product. Like you can convert the freebie into the paid product. That is the thing you could do. Another thing you could do, like if you're uploading the 5 products on the Creative Fabrica, you could have 1 product out of those 5 products as a freebie and rest all the 4 products as a paid product. And these products could be related to each other, and when you are uploading the product as a freebie and you're having a thumbnail image or a product review image, mention them in your product review image. Like if you really like this particular product, then you can very well visit my shop and you can see the similar products in my shop. And then in the similar product in your shop, you could have a paid product. So you could drive the traffic from your free product to a paid product. I think this is one of the most common strategies the people do. In fact, the businesses do. They provide the freebies to the people or the freebies to their customer who actually subscribe to the freebies into the paid product. And that's a great marketing strategy you could use on the Creative Fabric. And have the 3 product preview images as a minimum, and upload 5 or 6 if you're really interested in that, but have as if 3 as a minimum, so that it will going to likely increase your chances to be found on the Creative Fabrica. Because you're gonna notice one thing: while uploading a product onto the Creative Fabrica will going to show you a mark. Like they are giving you a score depending on how good your product is in their search engine. So you need to get maximum score as much as you can. So if you're having the product preview images 3 or more than 3, your score increases. Plus, you're gonna have a good description. You're gonna have more than 3 tags. Like the minimum is the 3 tag. We have a lot of the tags. Plus your title of your product pricing need to be competitive, not too pricey, not too low. So these are the things you could do. Another step that I have for you, once you did all that, once you have uploaded your product, now you need to actually promote and share. I would recommend you to get started with the Pinterest. Pinterest is a great, so you could go with the Pinterest, because I think that Pinterest is a low investment platform, because you don't need to do a lot of the investment like you do with the Instagram, Facebook and other platform. So Pinterest is a great, plus Pinterest is also a search based platform. So that means if you're actually pinning your product right now, it will going to be there as long as the Pinterest is there. So that's a great thing, because if you're going with the social media like the Facebook, TikTok or the Instagram, then the stuff you're uploading right now may not be there after weeks, after months. You won't be getting any traction from that. So keep that thing in mind. Otherwise, you could have a 2 or 3 platform strategy as well. You could have a 1 search-based platform and 1 social media, or 2 search-based platform, 1 social media. Like you could do depending on how you would like to do that. Another tip I have for you is to join the Creative Fabrica affiliate program. This is really, really great. I'm going to tell you to make more money. Not just selling on the platform as a designer, but also if you're joining the Creative Fabrica affiliate program, you could promote your shop in a Pinterest by sharing your affiliate link. So people are actually clicking on your link onto the Pinterest, going over to your shop, purchasing from you. That means you're gonna make more commission for the every product sold as being an affiliate and designer for that shop. Like you're gonna make 50% for the designer. But if you're actually going with the affiliate as well, you're gonna make 25% more. So 75% you're gonna make for that particular product sales. So affiliate program is pretty amazing. Like I do have a Creative Fabrica affiliate link in the description box. If you're actually clicking on that and you're purchasing that, I'm making the money from that. And in the past, I made a lot of the money from my affiliate program of the Creative Fabrica. So utilize the affiliate program of the Creative Fabrica. The next tip I have for you is to do the analysis. There are a lot of the people who are not okay with the numbers. The moment they're going to say, look at the numbers, they're going to see, oh, it's very low, it's very this and that and all that stuff. Please be okay with the numbers, because if you're not okay with the numbers, how are you going to scale your business? Because you have to look at the numbers, you have to be honest with yourself, and then take the appropriate strategies or tips to actually scale your business. Because next thing comes is to actually make more money rather whatever you're doing. So okay with the numbers, check it on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, whatever suits for you. So there are the few ways in which you can do the analysis on the Creative Fabrica. First is looking at the reporting section, that you're gonna see the single sales only. So you can look at the single sales if you're getting a 1 in the reporting sections. That is the one of the way to do the analysis, and you can see who, like the customer name, what product did they purchase and everything detail about it. The second way to do the analysis is by looking at your products directly, reviews and favorites. You can look at the product that is getting you the most favorites and reviews, okay? Because that will going to help you determining that people are more interested in that particular product, so you can double down on that, or you can add more stuff to make it more catchy for your customer, making more money. The third way you could do analysis is analysis for your free products. Do the analysis like looking at the favorites and the reviews if you're getting a one for that particular product, and then decide how you're going to double down there. Another way to do the analysis is actually looking at how many followers you are getting on the Creative Fabrica, like on a monthly basis, on a daily basis, and then you could do that. Thing to keep in mind, you can see the single sales of your product in the reporting section, but you can't see how many downloads you are getting for your products in the subscription, because Creative Fabrica business model is a little bit different, okay? You are making money from single sales as well, plus subscription as well, and plus uploading the product as well. So you are making the money by three income stream on the Creative Fabrica as being a designer. But there are the three ways. So you can see the single sales in the reporting section, but you can't see the people who are downloading your products in the subscription. Right now, Creative Fabrica is not having at the time of recording it, but probably in the future, they would be having it. If they are having it, then I'm gonna be keep you updated with that. But you could actually do the analysis based on your favorites, reviews, and plus the money in your wallet. Now, with that being said, the other stuff is coming over here is the payment setting. Now, Creative Fabrica, I think, has a three payment settings, a PayPal, Payoneer, and the bank transfer, depending on whichever part of the world you live in, because I get a lot of the comments from you guys. Like in some of the countries, the PayPal is not there, and they were asking whether there is a bank transfer option or a Payoneer option is there or not. In the Creative Fabrica, you have that option. You're getting the three different incomes, three different payout methods. Whichever one you choose, it depends on you. And then the another thing I'm going to cover over here is about the new things or the new features that the Creative Fabrica is having. The great beauty about the Creative Fabrica, which I've seen from the past year or so, that they are keep on updating their platform on a timely basis. They are introducing so many different features to help the designers, to help the people make more money. So the one of the new amazing feature which I pretty much like about is the Creative Fabrica fans feature. Creative Fabrica fans feature is kind of like a monthly subscription where you're providing your fans the monthly perks every single month, depending on what kind of subscription you are having. It's just similar to Patreon, right? You can set your Creative Fabrica fans and you could charge $5, $6, $7 a month for a specific perks. You can also take a look at the Creative Fabrica fans subscription that is other designers are having and which are the popular and what they are providing. You can go more depth about it. Another feature I want to cover over here is the Creative Fabrica artistry feature. Like you could write the article on the Creative Fabrica and you can promote your products in that article. If you are a person who love writing the blogs, then you could very well write the blog articles on the Creative Fabrica and then mention your own products links in the blog article so that people can very well click on the link and can visit your shop. Another cool feature the Creative Fabrica is having, the Creative Fabrica post features, which I pretty much enjoy it. The post feature is just like a social media post feature where you are actually posting a post about the product that you have uploaded onto the Creative Fabrica. You can mention that in the post feature and people can either like it, comment it, or visit your shop and purchase it. The feature the Creative Fabrica is having, a class feature, the video tutorials. Now, right now, I think that the class feature is not open for everyone to upload their own class tutorials and sell their class tutorials just like you do it on the Skillshare or other platform, the course creator platform. Here right now it's not there. Like they themselves approach the different course creators and they set up specific money, or you can call it as a specific commission for per class. So right now that kind of stuff is there for the class feature. I think probably in the future they're gonna be having opening this class feature to the more people. We're going to be accepting more course creators or more creators in that particular class feature. They're gonna be having creating more classes and all that kind of stuff would be there. But currently it's more focusing on the people who they are actually contacting themselves, and then they are paying them per classes. That's the kind of model is there. But again, I think it will going to be renewed in the future. The another cool feature they have recently started is the Creative Fabrica Spark feature. Like you could write any quotation or any phrase or any sentence, and then the AI tool that they are having on the platform will going to create a beautiful graphic out of that line. You could be more creative, and right now in this November they are running a contest to actually make $100,000 onto the Creative Fabrica by participating in the Creative Fabrica Spark feature. Creative Fabrica Spark feature is also pretty interesting because you can write one phrase and they'll gonna be create using that AI tool that will going to create a particular graphic or a design, and then you can use that design for your own print on demand, or you can sell on the Creative Fabrica. And hopefully in the future they're gonna have more updates with the Creative Fabrica Spark feature. Like if you're creating a kind of like a graphic from that Spark feature, you can sell them on the platform and make money with that. So this is all about the Creative Fabrica. Obviously the sky is the limit on uploading on a Creative Fabrica, and they keep on updating their platform from timely basis, so a lot more stuffs to come soon in the future. But these are the basic steps that you can undertake to start selling and opening up a shop onto the Creative Fabrica. See you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye.